This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin is one of the states with the highest number of golf courses in the country. Areas like Dane County have so many golf courses, private country clubs, daily fee, municipal, that it's a highly competitive market. As Phoebe Petrovic reports, it's squeezing the municipal courses in Madison.
It's a Thursday afternoon, well before 5 p.m., and the parking lot at Monona Golf Course in Madison is full. And it's a bit surprising because the city's four municipal courses are struggling. I mentioned this to Brad Munn, who coaches youth around Madison through a program called The First Tee. He is giving me a tour on a golf cart.
This is what I don't get. They say that it's down, but you see this, right?
How many people do you think are out here today?
They're probably going to do over 250 rounds today.
Madison's municipal golf courses have lost money for the last decade.
We've had a lot of folks say, raise your prices. We've tried that. It fails miserably.
Eric Knapp is Madison's park superintendent. He says raising prices costs them customers, and now the city's golf courses are in financial crisis.
At the end of the day, I think the foundational problem in Dane County is an oversupply with a lack of demand.
So now city leaders are trying to figure out what to do, and they say they're considering every option, including closing courses. The problems here are not unique to Madison or to municipal golf. Across the country, Florida, Pennsylvania, Kansas, too many golf courses are competing for too few golfers. Every year since 2006, the number of golf course closures has exceeded the number of openings. Back in the 1980s, the National Golf Foundation claimed developers could build a course a day for 10 years and still not meet the demand for golf. Jeff Davis with the firm Fairway Advisors says the NGF eventually walked it back.
The genie was out of the bottle. Developers, all they heard and the mantra became was build a course a day. And they did it.
Between the late 80s and early 2000s, the number of golf courses in the U.S. jumped by 44%. But most of these new golf courses had a particular type of look, purpose, and builder.
Waterleaf Golf and River Club, a one-of-a-kind residential community.
Out in the suburbs, private developers made lush, rolling golf courses the central amenity of their high-end homes and hotels. Greg Nathan with the National Golf Foundation says the rise in courses might have encouraged a rise in players if the developers built accessible, affordable courses.
In many cases, disproportionately, I would say, what they really wanted to do was sell real estate.
Nathan says that nationwide, course closures reflect the market correcting itself. About 10% of golf courses in the U.S. have closed since 2006, compared to the 44% rise in that two-decade boom. Many areas don't have the players to sustain all those courses, so those that remain have to compete for customers on experience and price. This is a problem for all types of courses, public or private, but Eric Knapp says it has specific consequences for municipal courses like Madison's.
American golf, I think, has always had a stodgy, affluent, elite feel. Now, I know that's not our golfers.
Knapp says they serve women, people of color, people of low or moderate income, the young and old. And he worries if the municipal courses shut down, where will all these golfers go? But Knapp says he also worries about the rest of the community, people outside of the game who may feel unwelcome on the golf courses, even though they make up about 17% of the city's parkland.
And I don't think it's good or healthy for our society, for our city, to have a space where we have 750 acres that are viewed as for these other people. That's for golfers.
And Knapp says golfers can be anyone. Phoebe Petrovic, Wisconsin Public Radio.